Okay, so let's just unpack this. I mean, we've all felt it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That collective sigh of relief as we exit the year where every single piece of technology, from your toaster to your doorbell, claimed to have revolutionary AI baked in.
We definitely hit peak AI hype exhaustion back in 2025.
We did. It felt like every LLM could chat, but nothing was actually doing anything important.
Exactly. The market was just saturated. You had all these clever conversationalists, these decent content generators, but they lacked any real utility. Masters of summary, not masters of action.
And that's what makes the source material we're diving into so interesting. It's an internal strategic roadmap, a memo, really, from the founder of Tekken Game, a major tech media outlet in the region.
And it's looking ahead to 2026.
Right. It sees all that noise clearing up and
Wow.
anticipates a very specific, much more serious next phase.
It's a document that's really about necessary evolution. It's not just reporting on trends, it's getting ahead of a market that's demanding substance over spectacle.
So our mission today is to cut through that noise for you and focus on the three core areas that this founder believes will define 2026. We're using their strategic vision as our lens.
Okay.
First, the big evolution of AI from just chatting to actually doing.
Right.
Second, the serious shifting financial discipline that's now required in Middle Eastern investment markets.
A huge topic.
And third, the single and frankly terrifyingly high stakes reality that's facing the entire global gaming industry.
You know, if we connect all those dots right from the start, the big theme here is maturity.
Maturity, how so?
Well, across tech, across investment strategy, even media consumption, the source is signaling that the easy novelty phases are just, they're over. Markets are now demanding functional, sustainable, and action-oriented results. And that push toward maturity is really the foundation for everything we're about to discuss.
That's a great frame. And it brings us right into our first segment, the agentic leap. This is where AI moves past just, generating content. Can you maybe elaborate on the conceptual shift here from that early 2025 LLM craze to what's coming next?
The whole difference is defined by one word, agency. Think about the LLMs of 2025 as incredibly sophisticated tools.
Like a hammer.
Exactly. You still had to pick up the hammer, tell it exactly what to hit, and then figure out what to do with the result yourself.
Right.
The leap into 2026, which the roadmap calls agentic AI, is that the AI itself defines the steps, accesses the systems it needs, and then executes the action autonomously to get to a goal.
So we're not just talking to an assistant anymore. We're talking to an operational system. It's not giving you the answer, it's giving you the outcome.
Precisely. To use their key example, in the old LLM world, if you asked about flight tickets, the assistant might spit out a list of links or maybe summarize a few prices.
And that's where the interaction ended.
That was it. With agentic AI, it moves into what they call an execution architecture. The agent sees the need, figures out the best way to book, and then interacts directly with external APIs, airlines, payment processors, your calendar, and it executes the task.
It finds the best price, books the flight with the card you have on file, and then puts it straight into your calendar. But wait, that raises a huge question.
I think I know where you're going.
We've spent the last couple of years worrying about AI hallucinating facts. What happens when an agentic AI hallucinates an action?
That's the million-dollar question, and that's where the real technical complexity is. The shift requires building incredibly robust guardrails, validation loops, and really sophisticated tokenized communication with outside systems.
So it's not just a language model anymore.
Not at all. It's a decision-making engine built on secure permissions. And the roadmap acknowledges this. The breakthrough isn't just that the AI can plan the steps, but that it can reliably roll back or correct a mistake. It has to maintain human oversight at critical points, especially with money.
It just fundamentally changes how we interact with computers. We're no longer the go-between relaying information from one app to another. The agent becomes the dispatcher.
And the implications are huge, not just for business, but as the source mentions, for gaming too.
Oh, that's interesting. How so?
Well, think about game design. If an AI can execute complex, multi-step actions on its own, not just follow a simple script, it allows for true emergent behavior in NPCs.
So not just better dialogue?
No, this is beyond procedural generation,
Yeah.
which just creates content.
Yeah.
This is intelligent behavior generation. Imagine an in-game assistant that doesn't just put a static quest marker on your map, but dynamically reacts to the world state and creates personalized mini stories for you all on its own.
That's the power this roadmap is pointing to. That transition from just chatting to action execution. It sets a really high bar for capability.
And capability, of course, requires serious funding.
Which is a perfect bridge to our second segment. Let's pivot from Silicon Valley concepts to the ground reality of global finance. Let's talk about smart money and the evolution of investment in the MENA market.
Right, the strategic shift that's being observed across the big investment hubs, Dubai, Riyadh, Tehran. It's characterized by a kind of harsh clarity. The founder states it very plainly. The era of startups that are just focused on user acquisition, the ones that bleed money quarter after quarter, that's officially over.
So that's the end of the growth at all costs mentality, the thing that fueled so much of that earlier boom.
It is. Investors are done with vanity metrics. They want to see financial health.
Okay.
This new maturity, it demands financial discipline. The new mandate, and this is the key takeaway for anyone tracking this, revolves entirely around positive unit economics.
Unit economics. So for our listeners, that means it's not enough to be popular anymore. You have to prove you can actually be a sustainable business.
You've got it. We're talking about a really rigorous enforcement of LTV to CAC ratios, lifetime value of a customer versus the customer acquisition cost. If it costs you more to get a customer than they will ever pay you.
The capital dries up in 2026.
The capital stops flowing. Period.
It sounds less like market maturity and more like a hard financial reckoning.
Yep.
So if that easy money is gone, where did the smart money actually go at the end of 2025?
The memo details two extremely specific critical areas that got the green light. And it's because they enable efficiency and infrastructure.
Okay, what's the first one?
Unsurprisingly, fintech.
Yeah.
You just can't build a robust, scalable digital economy, especially one dealing with global investment, without solid, reliable, and secure payment infrastructure. It's foundational.
And the second area is where AI comes back into the picture, but it's a very different kind of AI.
Correct. The investment went heavily into vertical AI, and the distinction here is vital. This is not your general purpose chatbot.
No horizontal tools.
Right. This is AI designed specifically to tackle high complexity, mission critical tasks, but inside very narrow industrial verticals.
Can you give us an example? Why is that specialization so important for these investors?
Well, look at the examples they cited, energy management and cybersecurity.
Okay.
In a rapidly industrializing region with massive power and infrastructure demands, a general AI just can't handle the complexity of optimizing a power grid or predicting failures or managing distributed energy.
It's too generic.
Exactly. Vertical AI has the deep, industry-specific data and models it needs to generate real cost savings or prevent catastrophic outages. The investment thesis is simple. High complexity justifies high specialization, which in turn guarantees strong unit economics.
So what does all this aggressive focus on discipline and intellectual rigor, what does that mean for the media outlet itself? How does the founder connect this financial shift back to Tekin Game's own mission?
It forces them to evolve internally. The founder concludes that if they want to stay relevant in 2026, they have to move beyond just serving the end consumer, the gamer, the gadget reviewer.
They need a new audience.
To serve the actual economic engines driving the region, they also have to feed intellectual nourishment and deep analysis to businesses and developers. The people who are actually grappling with these high-stakes challenges in fintech and vertical AI, it forces their transition from a consumer outlet to a serious industry analyst platform.
That is a huge but necessary evolution for survival. Basically, getting smarter right alongside the market. Okay, let's transition to segment three. This one's going to hit closer to home for a lot of our listeners. The world of gaming. It often feels kind of immune to these big economic pressures, but the roadmap shows that is definitely not the case for 2026.
No, this segment delivers what the founder accurately calls the bitter reality.
Uh-oh.
2026 is predicted to be a very, very expensive year for anyone in the gaming community who's looking to upgrade their hardware.
And the cause cited is a massive macro trend, right? It's the skyrocketing prices for memory chips.
Specifically, RAM and solid-state drives,
yeah.
SSDs. Exactly. Yeah. And this isn't just a cyclical thing. There's a structural shift happening.
And it's because of AI again.
It's because of the massive, insatiable demand for high-capacity, high-speed memory that's needed to train and run the powerful new agentic AI models we just talked about.
It's consuming all the available supply globally.
And that upward price pressure just squeezes out the consumer markets.
So the hardware that's affected is exactly what the gaming community is waiting for. Mid-cycle console refreshes. They even name-check a potential PS5 Pro or the Switch 2.
And NVIDIA's next generation, the 50 series graphics cards, if the core component costs are up, the retail prices have to follow.
So the prediction is that these are all going to be significantly more expensive than what came before. That could really dampen enthusiasm for the usual upgrade cycle.
It's why the founder gives that brotherly advice, which is great counsel for you listening. Cherish your current rig. Maybe invest in some thermal paste and a good cleaning.
Don't rush to upgrade.
Don't rush. Patience can save you a significant amount of money in 2026.
That's a rough forecast for hardware fans. But the software side is a different story, and maybe even more dramatic. The source describes the situation as the calm before the storm. And that storm has a name, GTA 6.
The massive importance of that Rockstar title just dominates the 2026 software outlook. And this isn't just about one big successful game. The roadmap describes it as a single, centralized economic event that the entire software ecosystem is now relying on.
But hold on a second. Isn't that kind of centralization a symptom of market failure, not maturity? I mean, why should the entire industry's health depend on one publisher getting one game right?
That's a very fair critique, and the analysis actually supports your point. The source implies that when the market isn't broadly thriving,
when hardware is too expensive,
when hardware is expensive and mid-tier creativity is cautious, the few massive guaranteed hits become these critical economic levers for everyone else.
So GTAC isn't just about selling copies.
No, it drives console adoption, accessory sales, graphics card upgrades for those who can afford them, and huge advertising revenue across all media platforms.
The stakes are just frighteningly high then. The roadmap states that if GTAC launches on schedule, probably fall 2026, it's going to shatter historical records. It'll inject vital cash into the whole ecosystem.
The danger, though, is the catastrophic downside. If that game gets delayed into 2027, smaller studios, the ones that were strategically timing their own releases to ride that huge marketing wave, they could face immediate cash flow problems, potential bankruptcy even. It exposes a really chilling fragility in the market.
So that centralized risk means that every CEO, every investor, every journalist is basically holding their breath, just waiting for one single announcement.
It puts an unbelievable amount of pressure on a single creative team. And it connects all our themes, right? High stakes execution in AI, financial discipline investment, and now high stakes delivery in media.
Which leads us perfectly into our final segment, how Tekken Game itself is responding to all of this.
To these specialized, high-pressure global demands.
Exactly. Segment 4 details their bold strategy of global credibility. They're transforming into an international brand in 2026. This isn't just about translating articles.
No, this is a fundamental restructuring to break down language barriers. The rationale is just brilliant in its simplicity. Technology knows no border, so why should serious analysis?
Right. A critical zero-day vulnerability affects users in Tehran, Dubai, and London all the same.
So you need to cover the story where the analysis is strongest, no matter the language.
So they're structuring the brand into three distinct specialized wings. The Persian section is still the home, focused on being deeper, more analytical, and faster for its core audience.
Yeah, and you have the Arabic section. This one is designed specifically to scale up and cover the massive and growing market of neighboring MENA countries.
Which is a direct response to that sophisticated investment and vertical AI adoption we were just talking about.
It requires dedicated, localized insight. And then there's the third wing, the English section. And this is the big global play.
This is where they stop just translating US or European tech news.
And start bringing the voice of their own regional analysts and their unique insights to the world stage. Insights about vertical AI and energy, or the reality of Middle East unit economics.
But the founder acknowledges that this kind of expansion is hard. It's expensive.
Very.
So when you ask why do it, the answer isn't about page views. It's about credibility and access.
That's the core rationale. It's not just about reaching new readers. It's about transforming their entire operational capability, moving from passive consumption of news to active generation of authority.
And what does that credibility and access get them in practical terms?
Well, they detail it. It means easier access to primary sources because they're now seen as a global thought leader. It means exclusive interviews with global developers who see their international reach.
And guaranteed spots at major events like CES and E3.
Right. The whole transformation means the media outlet stops being a mere translator of foreign news and starts being a place where original globally relevant tech news is genuinely generated and analyzed. Mm-hmm. It allows them to shape the narrative based on regional reality, not just relay it.
That's a really ambitious leap of faith for a regional outlet, But it's one that's clearly dictated by the maturity of the market and the specialized knowledge that's now required. It really wraps everything up with a clear vision for the brand.
So to synthesize the core predictions for you, as you may be mapping out your own 2026 strategy, first, the necessity of action-oriented agentic AI moving past conversation is going to define the next phase of computing.
Okay.
Second, regional investments in the Middle East are going to demand strict financial discipline centered on positive unit economics.
Right.
And finally, the global gaming industry is putting an enormous, maybe too heavy, reliance on the success of a single major title, GTA VI, and that's creating systemic risk.
And in the founder's final words to the Tekken family, they offer a promise that I think resonates with everyone looking for quality content these days, a commitment to never sacrifice quality for quantity.
And a pledge to consistent honesty, even when that truth is bitter.
Like the hardware price warnings we just shared.
It's a powerful closing note on integrity. He signs off with a playful wish that kind of brings us all back down to earth, hoping the new year brings everyone low ping, high frame rates, and life successes in 8K resolution.
That's a goal we can all get behind. But let's leave you with one final thought based on the tension in this whole roadmap.
Yeah.
We saw the rise of extreme specialization vertical AI for energy, specialized finance in MENEA.
Mm.
And yet, to survive and gain credibility in that world, the media outlet had to go completely global, breaking every language barrier.
Which raises an important question. In a world that's demanding ever deeper specialized vertical knowledge, how quickly must broad information outlets transform into global brands just to maintain the access and authority they need? Is borderless information the only way to deliver true specialization to a knowledgeable audience?
Something for you to mull over as you assess your own industry's path for 2026.